Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, this means war. You are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And once again, I would like to say Happy New Year to all the new listeners on tonight, and to all the listeners that tuned in faithfully, and the Lord is about to do great and marvelous things through his people for his glory, and I just give God the praise and glory in advance, not only for me and my family, but for every faithful doer of his word on tonight. So we just want to open up with prayer, as we always do, and I'm going to ask all listeners, and as I always do before we go into prayer, please get your Bibles, get your pens, and get your paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of Pastor Norman King. He is my first cousin, and he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word of God very shortly. So before he comes on with the word, I'm asking that all listeners get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow him as we go through God's word together on tonight. But now we are going to go to God. We're going to go to God in prayer. And we serve an awesome God that he can hear all of our prayers at the same time. Pray with me, please. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are and all that you are to us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you that you are not like man. You are in total control, no matter what it looks like, how it looks, what we hear or what we see or what we feel. We know who are saved in Jesus Christ, your Son. We know that you are in total control at all times. You don't slumber nor sleep. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. And we know that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. So that's why we stand on your word. We know with all confidence that you are in total control. So we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight, starting with me and then my entire family and every faithful doer of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, but you would get the glory through it. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we now pray and ask that you would move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. But we know that you are the chief physician. You're the doctor that has never lost a patient. And we know that you are still working miracles. You're working signs and wonders even today. So we know that you are said in your word that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And so we're standing on your word and on your promises that you know what's best for us. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, minds, and spirits in the name of Jesus. We pray and ask, Heavenly Father, that you would comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up the families, Heavenly Father, that have lost loved ones in the shooting in California, but at the bowling alley on last night. You know about that situation, all the different tragedies that's going on around the world. Heavenly Father, we know that you know all about it because you sit high and look low. We ask that you would move by your spirit, touch those that are affected by what's going on in the world where they're losing loved ones. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them feel your comforting spirit. Let them feel your loving arms all around them, letting them know that you are still in control. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit over the airwaves on tonight. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me and my twin, Jeanette, to see another birthday, 61 years here on earth, and we are still being faithful doers of your word, not by our own might, but it's by your spirit and through your word and by our faith in you that we're able to continue to move forward and continue to walk and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory. So I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I thank you for allowing us to see just another year, 61 years, to continue to move forward in the great things that you are doing through us and going to continue to do through us for your glory. So now, Lord, we ask that you would move by your spirit, touch those that are listening that are not saved in Jesus' name, that they will hear a word that will touch their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, because we know that you're still saving through your word even on tonight. So have your way, Lord. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight's scripture food for thought. Before I say tonight's scripture food for thought for tonight, I'm asking all listeners by internet or by phone, please do not hang up your phones. Do not go off the internet after Pastor King has delivered the word of God, because he will be sharing his closing song after the word has gone forth. And his closing song is titled Go Get It by Mary Mary. But now we are going to go into our scripture food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, accountability feels like an attack when we are not ready to acknowledge how your behavior harms others. And this is personal. You and I need to take a look and examine ourselves, because this is talking to each one of us personally. Accountability feels like an attack when you or I are not ready to acknowledge how our behavior harms others. I don't have any announcements for tonight, but we're getting ready to go into our music break for tonight. And I pray that you be blessed by this musical selection titled Encourage Yourself in the Lord by Donald Lawrence. Because sometimes as we walk this Christian walk and running this Christian race, sometimes we feel like throwing in a towel. Sometimes we feel like giving up and throwing our hands up. And that's exactly what the enemy wants us to do, so that we won't fulfill our God purpose in the earth for his glory. So we want to let you know that you are to be encouraged in the Lord. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. The Lord says we are to encourage one another in the Lord and his word. But sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So we pray that you enjoy this musical selection. Encourage Yourself in the Lord by Donald Lawrence. And following this musical selection, I will come back and yield the mic to Pastor Norman King.
Oh,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Encourage Yourself in the Lord by Donald Lawrence. That's what we have to do sometimes. Even as Christians, we have to encourage. Learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord according to His Word. So right now we are ready to receive the Word of God through Pastor Norman King on tonight. And once again, you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And so now we are ready to receive the Word, and I pray that you have your Bibles and pens ready to follow along with as Pastor Norman King delivered the Word. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so gratefully humble in the presence of Almighty God for the privilege and opportunity to share the Word, God's Word, with His people. And again, I know we heard it several times already, but again, happy birthday to my cousin James and Jeanette. Amen. God has graced them, amen, with longevity, and we thank God for it. Now, the Word of God tonight, it's going to be coming from the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and verses 2. Romans 5, verses 1 through 2. And it reads, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, verse, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We praise your holy name. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given your people on this assignment that we are assigned to share the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray that the hearers of your word will be receptive and know and believe that there's something for them to receive tonight. We thank you humbly. Pray for those that are in need of whatever it may be. You know what it is, and they know as well. And pray, and knowing, and we know that this, your word will never return void. It will always accomplish what it seeks out to accomplish. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the Redeemer Lord say amen, 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 and amen. Tonight, I had several different ones, but you know, we got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gave me the topic tonight. God wants you to know that He hasn't forgot you. Amen. I'm going to say it again. God wants you to know that He haven't forgot you. Amen. And tonight we're going to be dealing with God's favor. We're going to talk about how we ought to stand in grace and how we ought to make God's promises sure. Not that it's not validated by Him, but in our own mind that we believe and we know according to God's word that it's up to us to make it sure. Amen. God has already said it was, but it's up to us. It's, what's that verse that tells us to be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind? I'm talking about renewing our minds tonight. And before I get into the meat of the message, I'm going to say those same scriptures I give you, Romans 5, verses 1 through 2. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible just to show you a different angle in how the Amplified blows it up even more. Verse 1, therefore, since we are justified, meaning acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God, hallelujah, we're given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Good God Almighty. The peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Don't just hold it, but enjoy it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Peace with God through our Lord Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Now, verse 2 says, through him also, come on somebody, we have our access, meaning our entrance, our introduction by faith into this grace, meaning state of God's favor. Come on, somebody. There's a state of God's favor that we've been given access to, in which we firmly could, God Almighty, and faithfully stand, could God, and let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. Now, I can stop right there. I'm telling you, you just grab just what I said thus far. But we know that God has a word, and he wants us, our minds to be clear so we can understand really what's going on. And I'm going to reemphasize the message, the topic, amen, because I want people to understand, I don't care what you're going through. God don't care what you're going through. It's not so much me, but it's him. Come on. And the message says God wants you to know that he haven't forgot you, even though it may seem like he have. Come on. You may have been scandalized, ridiculed, talked junk to, knocked down, whatever, by folk in the church, come on somebody, outside the church, your family members, whoever, but God sent me by tonight to share with you that he wants you to know that he forgot about you. Don't dwell on what man says. Be focused on what God has said. And I want to share this with you tonight, amen, that in other words, God has favored you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God has favored you. Amen. And I want to talk to you about standing in grace. Amen. I'm going to bring out some things about how we ought to stand in grace. Amen. If you want something to be saturated, if you want to be saturated in something, go stand in it. Amen. There's blessings mm-hmm. that's waiting, that's hovering for you. So I'm going to talk about mm-hmm. standing in grace. But as I introduce this message tonight, I want to bring some understanding. I said, man is blessed by God through justification, blessed beyond all imagination. Good God Almighty, man, God wants you to know that you and I are justified, come on, through Jesus Christ, yeah. And within that, we are blessed beyond all imagination. Amen? We are justified by faith. Amen. And there is a peace with God. I'm going to talk a little bit about tonight. Amen. And I'm going to say something about there is access into the grace, the favor, and the presence of God. Good God. What God has for you is for you, and he wants you to know that. Get your mind off of people trying to talk negativity towards you and say what you're not. It doesn't matter what man say. What's important is that God, you know what God says. But going back to the sermon topic, God wants you to know that he haven't forgot about you. Even though it may seem like he have, God, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I want to talk a little bit about there is hope for the glory of God. Yeah, there's hope. Amen. And another thing I want to say also is that there is glory in your trials. Yes, it is. You might not see it. Just think back on your life when you experienced something and you didn't see your way clear. But then in time, God shows you the blessing in it. So don't forget about that. I'm going to reemphasize. There is glory in your trials. There's also glory in your suffering. Amen. And as I get into this message tonight, I want to talk about how sometimes, and me personally as well, even when the ministry God has assigned me, I experience the same thing what I'm going to say right now. God draws people away from you so you can discover yourself. Good. Hallelujah. 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 So there are some folks that you love dear that may have been with you for some years. But all of a sudden, you always seem to be going through this and going through that. And you, as the old world is saying, you take one step forward and take two steps backwards. Come on, somebody. But God is saying those that's no longer around you, he said, I answered your prayer. I'm telling you, church, I experienced this myself when I used to be in another location, and now I'm in a different location, and I didn't question God, but I knew God had me. But then God showed me when I was ready, as I matured through the process, that like he told Moses when he went to the Red Sea, that those you see now, you won't see no more.
Mm.
So God draws people away from you so you can discover what? Yourself. Amen?
Mm.
Peace.
Amen.
Peace with God means sense and knowledge. There, that one has restored his relationship with God. That's somebody tonight. Some of you right now is receiving what I just said. Is that tonight you are being restored with your relationship with God. And because of that, you got peace. Amen. That one is no longer alienated and separated from God. You are not no longer. This is, I got to slow down. I can't help it, y'all. I get excited and I start talking real fast. So let me calm down. Amen. I'm feeling it, y'all. I'm feeling it. Amen. That one, you tonight alienated, and you who have been separated from God, tonight is your night. Hallelujah. You are no longer alienated because you are on this line, however way, which way you are, to receive God's word to you. And he's saying, I ain't forgot about you. Huh? That one is now accepted by God. Yeah, you are accepted by God. That now, one, you is pleasing God. You wasn't pleasing God, but you're pleasing God. Now, I'm trying to say something, y'all. Get out of your soul and get into your spirit. That's where you please God in your spirit. Revelation comes before manifestation, y'all. Come on. I'm going to say it again. Revelation comes. See yourself in the spirit. Amen. But now, all of this is only possible by the source of peace. Well, who's the source of peace? You know who it is. That's Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the source. Now, as I look at the word access, grace. Now, grace. Let's talk about grace, because I told you tonight that you got to stand in grace. Amen. Imagine yourself. Grace is out there in the field, and you've been in some muddy waters that don't amount to nothing. And God's saying, just go out there and stand in all the grace that I've done unto you all your life. Well, I know you might not know what I'm talking about right now, but just listen to me and follow me during the course of this message tonight. And it's going to come clear in a minute, y'all. You want to, it's not clear to you. I'm not saying everybody, okay? Grace means a gift or a favor, an unmerited and undeserved gift. Amen? Grace is a place in which we are bought. Come on, somebody. It's a position into which we are placed. I'm talking about grace now. Grace means, other words, none of us deserve it. Amen? But it's the favor that God has designed for you and me. Amen? It is a place of God's presence. Amen? The position of salvation. Follow me now. Walk with me, y'all. And it's all through Christ. See, through Christ, we have access into this grace. The word of God just declared it a while ago. The word access means, it's my Alabama accent, can't help it, y'all. The word access means to bring to move to introduce, to present. So now what I'm trying to bring you into, come on, somebody, to move you to, is the thought that is you are being in a royal count. Come on, huh? Other words, royalty. Amen? And being presented and introduced to the King of Kings. That's what you got to see. Me. God is saying to you tonight, I need you to graduate. I need you to quit focus on what people say. And listen to what I have said. Amen? Well, how can we be sure? Well, Acts 16:31 says this. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. What? In thy house. Good God Almighty. Man, good God, huh? See, he said, in thy house. I love God's word, y'all. Now, I'm going to say this in Amplified Bible, but look how the Amplified blows the same verse up, Acts 16:31. It says, and they answered, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, give yourself up to him. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm going to stop in between this scripture, and I'm going to give you 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares, what? For you.
For you.
I'm going to start back over. Acts 16:31, Amplified. It says, and they answered, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Give yourself up to him. Here we go, y'all. Take yourself out of your own keeping and entrust yourself into his keeping, and you will be saved. And this applies both to you and your household as well. Make some adjustments spiritually. Don't expect to see manifestation until you first adjust yourself spiritually. Amen. He said, not just you, but your house as well. Amen. Then we have Isaiah 53:3. Talking about Jesus. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it was our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Now, I'm saying this to say this right, y'all. I'm going back to my sermon topic tonight. God wants you to know that he haven't forgot about you. Now, I know that you got challenges. You got financial challenges. Amen. Okay. And I know that you worry. Some of you. I'm not saying all of you. Amen. But the Bible says that God take care of the birds. So if you take care of the birds, then you know he take care of you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Yeah, I read this verse. I preached from this sermon, this verse a couple weeks ago. I'm going to read it again. That's Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined. Here we go, y'all. Which God predestined. He planned beforehand. Beforehand, he planned this, y'all. For us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Amen? Now, we talk about God's glory. Well, what is God's glory? It's God's manifesting goodness. Amen? Now, let me give you an example. Any of you know the Old Testament, whenever the Spirit come through to cause death inside the homes and all the doorposts that have blood on it, the death angel passed over. Now, how many of y'all know that everybody behind those doors was not in Christ? Come on, huh? It was God's grace. Amen. It was God's grace that saved them. God's grace has saved you. Now, let's bring this home to us. Some of you ain't living right. You're living some jacked up lies. But you still living, ain't you? You know why you're living? Because the grace of God. Amen. I'm talking about standing in grace. Now, I know you say, well, I don't pray like I should. Amen. There are things in your life that God wants to do. Amen. Because his unmerited favor is upon you. Amen. God wants you. He wants to give you what you deserve. Amen. I'm going to say again, God wants to give you what. No, let me back up. I said it wrong. God wants to give you what you don't deserve. Some of you are so self-condemning yourself. Come off of that. Let it go. Understand his grace. And his grace, his undeserved favor is on your life. There were some things in your life that you know you were gifted of. Now, I'm coming home to somebody right now, right? And God acquitted them, meaning that he freed you from your criminal charge by verdict of not guilty. And whatever that means, it's between you and God, but I feel a virtue leaving me when I'm saying this, so I know that you are touched by this. Amen? And don't ever forget that Satan is the accuser of the brother. Amen? The devil will tell you that God will do this and that because what you have not done. Get thee behind me, Satan. Don't continue to condemn yourself because of what you've done. Amen?
Yeah.
The devil steps in and say, you know what you did this morning, but just say that his grace. I mean, you got to chant this thing out and believe it. Well, I know what I did this morning, but his grace. I'm talking about standing in grace, y'all. Amen? In the parking lot. Let me back up a little bit to give you an illustration. Some folks in the church parking lot may have been cussing, smoking reefer, doing all these things. They come to church trying to get in, but they're taking that last little pull outside, and they start playing their mind, and they start condemning themselves. And say, well, don't go in there because look what you're doing. The devil's a liar. Come on, somebody. Go anyway because you know that his grace got you alive. He could have allowed you to life to be snatched from you right then, but his grace. Come on, somebody, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But the grace of God, God's undeserved favor that's on your life. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
understand something. We all don't cross every T and dot every mm-hmm. I. But over there in mm-hmm. Psalm 23, there's a saying in 23rd and 6, it says, surely or goodness and mercy is amplified, okay? And unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. So let me tell you something. So God wants you to put your mind in what's following you. What's on you is the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Amen. Are you in the church?
Amen.
By faith, but not by works. Come on. You ain't cross a T. Don't try to work yourself up to it. Just have faith and believe. Amen. Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God, not because of works. Lest any man should boast. Amen? Goodness. I'm talking about God's goodness. Amen? God is a restorer. Somebody need to be restored tonight. That's why you're hearing this message. This is God ordained, y'all. Huh? God is going to restore you tonight. What God has done in your life in the spirit. That's what I'm saying. See it in the spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God will do it not because we good. Come on. He'll do it because he's good. Because
mm-hmm.
it's called grace, y'all. It's called grace. It's God undeserved.
Mm-hmm.
Unmerited favor.
mm-hmm. yep.
God's undeserved. I'm going to say it again. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. He didn't do it because we good. He did it because he's good and he loves you. He wants you to know, I haven't forgot you. Amen. We must be willing and obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What? Willing to be successful. Amen. Listen to Isaiah, the first chapter, verse 19 and 20. It says, this is the NLT translation. If you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. Good God. Huh? That's verse 19, y'all. Believe that. God can't lie. If you will obey me, if you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. Well, look at verse 20. But if you turn away and refuse to listen, you will be devoured by the sword of your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken. Who I'm talking about tonight? I'm talking about having having the right attitude, even when it's talking about giving and doing things, having the right attitude. See, God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Listen to 2 Corinthians 9:6. It said, remember this, NLT, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. That's common sense. Huh? Verse 7. You must decide, you must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response of pressure. For God loves a person who what? Gives cheerfully. Verse 8 says, and God will generously provide all you need. I know it for myself. Been there myself. Didn't give. Said I didn't have to give. Couldn't afford to give. No, the thing is I couldn't afford not to give. And verse 8 says, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will, good God, man. Man, it's hard for me to finish, but I got to finish though. Let me read verse 8 again, NLT. Verse 8 says, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Verse 9. And as the scripture says, they share freely and give generously to the poor, their good deeds will be remembered forever. Amen. God wants your action and your attitude. See, the grace of God is what saves us. My brothers and sisters, stand in grace and not in your works. Amen. I say again, stand in grace and not in your works. God is about to bring your children in. If you got children, your husband in. If you're a wife, he's going to bring in your wife or your husband, and et cetera. It's about to happen, y'all. Moses told him, says, show me your glory. Moses got tired of seeing the clouds and the pillars and stuff. And Moses even got bold and said, show me your glory.
He sure did.
I'm gonna read the verse to you. Exodus 33 and 12. See, sometimes we're too shy with God. Talk to him. He knows what you're going to say anyway. But look here. Exodus 33 and 12 says, one day Moses said to the Lord, you've been telling me, take these people up to the promised land. But you haven't told me whom you will send with me. This is Moses talking to God. You have told me I know you by name, and I look favorable on you. 13. If it is true that you look favorable on me, this is Moses, y'all, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people. This is Moses telling God. Now, God, now, you know, this nation is yours. He's like a pastor like me, pastor of the church. Say, God, you know these are my people. These your people. Amen. And verse 14 says, the Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. Moses, God is telling somebody tonight, everything is fine already. Then Moses said in verse 15, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. in verse 16 says, how will anyone know that you look favor on me and your people if you don't go with us? For your presence, most you're talking to God, y'all, a normal conversation. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Have a normal conversation with God, y'all. Then he continues on in verse 16, says, for your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. 17, the Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do what you have asked. See, God waiting on you to ask him, y'all. He's waiting on you. He's told me to tell you that I have not forgotten about you, but I need you to stand in my grace. Amen. Stand in my grace. Amen. And then it says that in verse 18, Moses responded. Now, I'm going to read 17 so I can read straight through. 17 says, the Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favorable on you, and I know you and I know you by name. Moses responded, well, then show me your glorious presence. Reply, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you, for I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. I want God, I want you to just tonight expect whatever it is that you praying for, expect it. Amen. God is saying to you tonight that I have not forgotten about you. I need you to stand in my grace. Amen. Stand in his grace. Amen. Something good is happening to you right now. Amen. Psalm 103, verse 1 says, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Verse 2, let all that I praise the Lord, may I never forget the good things he's done for me. So God is saying, just remember the good things I've done. And I've not forgotten about you. I still got good things to do for you right now. Something good is happening to you tonight as I'm preaching this word. Amen. I'm going to go back again. Psalms 23 and 6. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue. Hold up. Let me back up because I got another translation. Let me back up. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all days of your life. Grace. We're talking about grace tonight, y'all. Grace will visit you and pick you up. You know where? You may be in a liquor house. Anyone? Maybe anyone right now. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Grace will pick you up. It will visit you in the liquor house. It will visit you in the drug house. It will visit you in the ABC store. It will visit you. You may be smoking a joint. Let me tell you something happened, y'all. A couple weeks ago, inside this buffet place, this guy I haven't seen in years come up to me. And my wife, well, first I didn't see him. I saw this young lady, and I know both of them have been out there on drugs. The lady kept pointing at me, and I saw her pointing at me, and I couldn't recognize her, but not the guy. The guy walked to me, and he looked at me, and he said, man, I thank God for you, this, that, and other, and all these things, and said some things where he remembered me talking about the Lord in Charlotte. I'm in Greensboro. And he turned from me and said, I'm going to look to your wife. He said, let me tell you about your husband. He said, he don't realize what he impacted in me. And because every time I saw him, he was sharing the word of God, never beat me up, never bruised me. He said, let me tell you something. But it was times I didn't want to hear what he had to say. But I listened in the house. He said, I will go outside and smoke me a joint and hit that crack pipe. He said, you know I couldn't get high? He said, every time after he talked to me, I could not get high. What's my point? Grace. Grace will visit you, and grace will pick you up. Amen. That's why some of you have been, you out there on drugs, you've been in a liquor house and crack house, what have you. And that's the reason why you're battling right now. You're being tossed to and fro because inside of you, you want to come out of where you're at. Come on. That's why you're hearing this word tonight. God's mercy is new, what, every morning? There it is. The devil, now I'm going to tell you about the devil, though. The devil will bring up things you've done. But just remember, grace. Grace, but the grace of God is telling you, my grace is sufficient. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Resist the devil. My grace is sufficient. See, grace, no, I'm going to tell you something else about grace. Grace picks you up and tells you, I don't care what you've been doing. Go to church. You know how the morning, Sunday morning, well, Saturday night, the devil's so busy, and Sunday morning you get up or you in the bed, you're struggling. I know I need to go to church. I know I need to go to church. Man, I'm tired. I'm a hangover, whatever. Let me tell you something about grace. Grace will touch your heart and say, still go. Yeah, but ain't no yeah, but nothing. Go. Amen. Some of you have made it to church. And maybe you got alcohol on your breath. And you got some quiet breaks in. You can't sing here. Let me tell you about the grace of God. The grace of God said you still sing. Come on. Huh? He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. See, one thing about grace will apply. Wherever the situation is, grace will apply. Amen? God will prepare a table for you in the midst of your haters. You know you got some haters. But I'm going to tell you about God. God's grace will prepare a table for you in the midst of your haters. Amen. Romans 4:16, this is what it says. Amplified. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith, good God, and depends entirely on faith in order that it might be given as an act of grace, meaning unmerited favor, to make it stable. Yeah, we need to be stable, y'all. Come on. And valid and guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the devotees and inheritance of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. I'm not going to get into much of that right now. I'm going to stay focused on saving grace, but it is a scripture that kind of ties in with this message, amen. Mm-hmm. One thing about God, in this Ephesians 2:8-10, it puts you, if you didn't know, you received it tonight, right? It puts everybody on the same playing field.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? The grace of God is undeserved favor. But remember that God favored you. Amen? And God wants you to stand in grace. I pray that something tonight has touched you in a way that God has ordained for you to be touched tonight. Amen? Because God, I'm going to reemphasize the sermon topic, God wants you to know that he haven't forgotten about you. Amen? I'm going to say again, he's not forgotten about you. With that being said, I'm going to be in preparation to play this song. Just bear with me, y'all.
Hold on a minute, James. They didn't know the devil is a liar.
Amen. Sure is.
I'm going to stop for a minute so I can get Jay some time. But let me tell y'all something. I played that song after I preached Wash Night Service, brought it in 2019, and I saw my church go to another level. You talking about a levitating experience? And that is our Exodus night message. Go get it. Go get your blessing. Okay? In other words, it's been prearranged. In other words, receive this message tonight. God wants you to know that he has not forgotten about you. Go get your blessing. Your blessing is hovering and waiting on you. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. God bless you, James.
Amen. I stand in total agreement with it. I'm all revved up. I'm on my door. I'm getting mine. I don't know about you, but he already promised it to us. So it's already yours. It's promised to you. So why not go get it? So just as you said, you got to go get it, standing in faith, and we got to not only standing in faith, but we got to be committed, and we got to be faithful, humble doers. While we're going after it, you got to remember who is the one that's opening the doors for us. So we got to do it in faith, and we got to do it remembering that he's not doing it for us only. He opened the doors for us that we can be a blessing to others around the world, not in your local area where you are now. He are touching and blessing his people right now in such ways that I'm going to say it like this. He's doing a great work in us, and it's marvelous in our eyes. See, God is being glorified even more now, and the enemy is even being more horrified. And so that's why I stand on his word. That's what we got to do, stand on the word of God. And I love what Pastor King said in the word on tonight. That's what the word of God says. We have not. Why? Because we ask not. And God is waiting on you. He's waiting on me. Ask. He said, we have not because we ask not. He said, we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. And we already have the victory through Christ Jesus. And we are seeds of Abraham. We are inheritance of Jesus Christ, who was saved in his name. So why not go get it? It's already promised to us. He's waiting on you to do your part, because he's going to do his. He was already established before the foundation of the world. So I'm out there. I'm going to get mine. So what about you? Go get it. So we thank God for the word on tonight through Pastor Norman King. Be encouraged in the Lord, saints. Do not throw in the towel. Do not give up. That's what the enemy wants you to do. You've come this close, this far. Know that God did not bring you this far to leave you. He wants you to fulfill your God purpose in the earth, and the enemy is trying to stop you by any means necessary. So don't throw in the towel. Be encouraged in the word, in the Lord. Stay in God's word, and he is going to make it come to pass. And your time is your season is now. My season is not, and I thank God for it in advance. The best is yet to come. So we're going to give glory. There will be glory after this. So now I'm asking our listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word on tonight that came through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. We thank you for confirmation. Oh, my God. We thank you for the confirmation through your word for not only me, not only for my family, but for every faithful doer, every humble, committed doer of your word all over the land that can hear my voice, that are being doers of your word. Without hidden motives or agendas. You know, Lord, because you're searching our hearts. Like me. But we thank you that you know who are faithful, who are doing your work in the earth. So we know that your word says that we are seeds of Abraham, and we are inheritors of your son, Jesus Christ. And we know that there will be glory after this, because we know that it's our season, and we are going after it. We're going after it in faith, according to your word, knowing that there will be glory after this as you continue to bless us so that we can be blessings to others around the world. We can share the good news of Jesus Christ around the world, that others can be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the world, the body of Jesus Christ will be strengthened even more around the world for your glory. It's our prayer, and we thank you in advance for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So be encouraged in the Lord on tonight. Continue to stand on God's word and continue to be a faithful doer of God's word. Your best is right at your doorstep. All you have to do is walk in by faith. Know that this is our season. And we got to be blessed, and we got to give God the glory while we're going through it. We got to share the testimony, letting the world know. And because the world going to see what he's doing through us, not only are they going to hear it, they're going to see it. And we're going to let the world know that it was God who did it. And not because of our doing, but it's because of God's doing and his favor on our lives, because of his faith and his grace and his mercy toward us, because we love his son, Jesus Christ. And we are born again in his name, his son, Jesus Christ's name. So we just thank God for that on tonight. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. Again, on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you, too. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, good night. I just want to close out with, I think I have enough time to say that we want to ask the Lord to continue, not only for me and my family, but for each one of us. We want to ask the Lord to continue to cover us.
Hallelujah.